Tonight, President Donald Trump delivers his first State of the Union address. And 1 year into a tumultuous presidency, you may be wondering, just how much power does the president actually have?
The founders designed the government in a way to make sure that every sort of power that was assigned also had a check to come with it. And what that's intended to do is to prevent power from accumulating in one person's hand. And that in turn helps to resist the threat of tyranny.
That's University of Washington law professor Lisa Manheim. She's co-written a book with her colleague, UW law professor Catherine Watts. It's called The Limits of Presidential Power. I spoke with both professors this week, and Watts told me there have been significant checks on President Trump's power during his first year in office.
One of the main places that we've seen some pushback, some checks, is coming from the federal courts, coming from the judicial branch of our government. Right at the outset of President Trump's presidency, when he signed his first travel ban into place, we saw a challenge brought in the courts, and we quickly saw that first travel ban put on hold at preliminary stages, but put on hold. And so that was a really vivid example of pushback that had very real impact on the ground. People who had been stranded at airports across the country, people who had not been allowed to travel to our country, were suddenly allowed to begin and resume their travel again. So it was a really major impact that we saw very early on being brought about by the judiciary.
There are some scenarios where the president does wield a great deal of power. In the last year, what has struck you? Where have you seen that happen?
Overall, President Trump has had the most success, not necessarily in developing new initiatives, but rather in undoing the initiatives that President Obama had put into place. And as a legal matter, that makes sense, because something that a president does unilaterally, which is to say without the support of Congress, and certainly if the president does it without the support of other members of the executive branch, such as agencies, that sort of action tends to be very vulnerable as a legal matter to subsequently being undone by future presidents. So, for example, we see a trend of the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump has tried to undo that. We see the DACA program. President Trump's administration has tried to undo that. So it's in the area of undoing the things that President Obama and his administration tried to do on their own where we see the most success with President Trump.
You know, from the moment President Trump was elected just over a year ago, we've heard people, they're quite alarmed about President Trump's tendencies that they see as authoritarian. People claim our democracy is in trouble. When you hear that kind of talk, what do you think?
My reaction to hearing that sort of talk is mixed. On the one hand, I think that the last year has shown that the structures that we have in place, the legal structures we have in place, are relatively stable and durable. As we've been talking about, the courts stepped in response to some of the things that President Trump did. And in response, the members of the executive branch did stop those policies. On the other hand, I would say that in a sense, it's good to hear that people are interested in the process, because while we do have a relatively stable and durable tradition of rule of law in this country, that tradition is based on people knowing about the government, caring about the government, and becoming involved in various ways in what the government is doing.
You know, there are quite a few supporters of President Trump, people who are fully expecting him to carry through the promises that he made when he was on the campaign trail to build a big, beautiful border wall, to limit immigration from majority Muslim countries. Many of them may be feeling disappointed now because those things have not come to fruition. What would you say to them?
And I would say President Trump is not alone in facing that situation. It's very common for presidents, when they're on the campaign trail, to make it sound as if, poof, they'll arrive in office and they can make this, that, and that happen. And it's not that simple. The reason it's not that simple is because of our complex system of government, which makes it so that change is actually pretty hard to have happen as a matter of law, because you need so many different political and legal stars to align for significant campaign promises to be followed through on. So President Trump, in running into Congress with respect to his border wall, no different than what many other presidents have run into in terms of their promises being thwarted because they aren't able to get other actors that they legally need to go along with their promises.
Catherine Watts and Lisa Manheim, professors of law at the University of Washington. Their new book is called The Limits of Presidential Power, A Citizen's Guide to the Law. Our live coverage of the State of the Union Address from NPR begins at 6 o'clock tonight.